So we find ourselves here again. I would say I'm disappointed in you, but how can I be disappointed if this is what I expected all along? Your performance in this class, your lack of attention, your insolence, and your utter disrespect. Well, sir, now it's landed you in some hot water. Because on my desk, I've got a report on you an inch thick, ready to send to the dean. And when he gets that, your ass is going to be expelled. People have been expelled for much, much less. But maybe there's something we can do about it. Maybe there's a way that we can both get what we want. Possibly both get what we need. You see, you've pissed me off, son. You've caused me some sleepless nights. But I'd be lying if I didn't think you had a cute face. And I'd be lying if I told you I haven't imagined splitting it wide open with my cock, shoving it down your throat until your eyes water, until you have nothing left to say. No more sarcastic remarks, little fucking edgelord. So, you've got a choice. You can service my big cock, and you can do a good job, and you can keep your little place here at school for now. Or I turn in this report to the dean, and you're going to have to explain to your parents how much of a little prick you've been to your professors. So what's it going to be, buddy? What's it going to be? The big cock or a walk of shame? Oh, that's what I thought. Now get over here, slut. Get over here and get down on your fucking knees. Get down in front of me. And I want you to take that big fucking cock and I want you to slap it on your face. That's it. Harder. Oh, perfect.